Today's words of wisdom, tune in and make use of the God within, will be presented in Malay and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu.
More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
Malaysia memang sebuah negara indah yang dikurniai dengan banyak bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan tebal. Bentangan pantai yang terdapat pokok palma, air laut yang kehijau-hijauan dan cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia ialah kontrasnya yang besar. Dari pencakar langit yang mencuat tinggi, kita dapat melihat rumah papan yang dibina di atas kaki bajang. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandaraya yang besar dan banyak pulau yang indah permai ialah ciri negara yang cantik ini. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya ialah orang Melayu, diikuti oleh orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah banyak mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya negara ini, dicerminkan melalui bangsa dan warisan yang pelbagai. Malaysia ialah negara asal banyak tokoh yang berani dan mulia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail telah dianugerahi hadiah keamanan Gusi untuk hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan. Dan bekas Perdana Menteri Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad telah dicalonkan untuk hadiah keamanan Nobel 2007. Disebabkan oleh kegairahan orang yang ingin mendapat makrifat, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerima undangan ikhlas mereka dan berkunjung ke Malaysia untuk beberapa kali. Sekarang, kami menjemput anda untuk mengikuti syarahan yang berikut oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai bertajuk Berhubung dan Menggunakan Kuasa Tuhan Dalam Diri Kita pada 27 Februari 1992 di Malaysia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any one of our centers near you.
I think it is not the personality of the master or the appearance of a master that attracts you to the past. It is the inside calling. Because after initiation, this is yourself that wake up. It's no method actually. It is the inner transmission. Yes. It's inner awakening of your own selves. And should you not sincerely want it, then it won't happen. Even though you sit here with me and you listen to everything, but you might not have the experiences that you should have. If you are sincere, understand? And also, because the master inside knows what we want, it's not that we can cheat people. If we come in with just curiosity, then we don't have the desired effort. It's not that good. We don't feel that much, understand? We might feel nothing, yes. It is because we don't want it. And God's power is not a cheap stuff to throw at you at random if you don't want it. Understand? Therefore, even though physically we sit here, but if we are not truly longing for it, God doesn't give. The master power understands. And also, it's not the personality of the master that attracts us. I do not believe. Because many people, for example, they are in Dalu, in Big China. They never have seen me. Yeah, they have never seen me. They didn't even have a photo. Once they listened to only one tape, cassette. Yes. And then they wanted initiation. And every of them have seen the master appear inside, which they describe it to the representative. And they say, yeah, that's his master, that's the master. They never seen it before. So we cannot truly say that the characters of the master that attracts us, it is ourselves. When the time comes that our wisdom has somehow awakened and wants these things, because our duties in the world, our worldly sojourn is finished. It's coming to an end. And we long for something higher than just everyday life in this earthly world. And that's how we come to the Master, or any Master at all, because we truly know inside, our wisdom know that it is time now to go home. It's time to leave this world. It's just like we are on duty somewhere, I go on the voyage at sea, or we go abroad, yes, because of some special assignment. And when the time comes, doesn't matter who say to us we should go home, we just want to go home. We know our duty is finished. This is the intellectual level, the level of our mind, that we know that's clearly. But there are different higher levels which our mind doesn't know. Our soul knows, our wisdom knows, or our Buddha nature knows. Yes, these people are ready for the initiation into Kuan Yin method. There are many people who meditate for very long hours and a long time before they attain what we attain in a short time, at the time of initiation. Therefore, we say this method is instant enlightenment. It is just because you have not practiced very long, or maybe you did not know about this. For other people, they practice very long until their mind come to such a standstill that they could hear this transcendental sound. Understand what I mean? When your mind is clear, you hear it. And when your mind is clear, you see the light. It is not that you close your eyes so that you see, or you close your ears as you hear. It is not so. Therefore, I said no method. There is no method, actually. It is just that when you are initiated, we tell you many things to pay attention to on the road. Yes. That you know what you might expect when you meditate. But that is no method. No method. Understand? Should the master not want to give the initiation to you, even if you sit next door to the initiate person, and you hear everything, but you get nothing. Understand? You don't have the same experience, even though you do the same. Same with curious people or insincere people. They also get less or get practically nothing if they don't truly want it. Understand? It is a kind of inner feeling, inner knowledge, inner wisdom between master and disciple, between the master and the master. You are also the master. And when the master talks to you, to your master level, you understand. The master in you understands. Not that your mind understands. Yes. Therefore, just like two lovers, even though they sit amongst thousands, they only know each other. They only feel for each other. They do not feel for any other person in that thousands, in that crowd. They know they belong to each other. They know they love each other. And that feeling, even the one who sits next to them cannot share. Is that not so? Cannot share. And they cannot transmit that loving feeling to the neighbor or to the next girl. She might be more pretty, but it's not what he wants. Understand? He will not love another girl, even though she's more pretty. The same thing with God's power, to whom deserves it, and to whom is sincerely long for it. The other person, doesn't matter how clever he looks, or maybe how spiritual he looks, but it's not for him. Sometimes, when we talk to people, and one or two of them, well, maybe two of them or three of them, yeah, and you might think, oh, this person and that person look so spiritual and so bright, and maybe whatever you say, she understands, and she not all the time, she smiles at you, very supportive. But when the time comes for real practice, the one who look unsupportive and who look kind of materialistic will come. And the other one who looks outside so bright, so spiritual, don't come. Understand? So God knows who wants it. And you know if you want it or not. Doesn't matter how much you pretend outside. You might sit for 10 hours per day. You might eat only one meal. You might wear only rags. But God will not give you the experience, the inner wisdom or the higher level of practice, if you are not sincere for it, if it's not your time. So many people look brilliant outside, but sometimes they come for initiation. They don't get as high experience as a farmer or the country woman. Sometimes our fellow practitioners, they don't look anything that you would expect for a saint or for a bodhisattva, but they truly are brilliant inside. And you will only know it when they talk about it. But you feel it sometimes, only if you are also practitioners. Otherwise, you never feel it even. Even if you meditate and you have personality just like now, but it's not the time, and people don't have affinity with you, they live next to you and they never know. Understand? But the farther away, people will come and seek you out. So therefore, it isn't the personality of the master that attracts you. It is your time has come, your wisdom has arise and seek itself, seek to be awakened, seek to be revived and live an eternal life instead of transmigrate one life after another and do not know the next destination. It takes a sincere heart to stay on the path because outside temptation is very high. Yes, I know no other better way for you. I have shopped all over the world. I spend my pocket money, my time, my youth running around searching for methods of enlightenment or master. I have searched, I have tried, I have all kind of things, yeah? And I even eat one meal a day and all kind of things and sit many hours with eye open in case I fall asleep. All kind of trying. And I have called in all the Buddhas until no more Buddha to be called upon. And I repeat all the mantras that you can talk about, that you name of. I have bowed to the Buddhas until my knees are shaking like autumn leaves. Understand? And I have went through all over places of pilgrimages, seeking blessing and enlightenment. I have done all in my power to know the best way for liberation. And this is the one I selected. And it suits everybody, from children to adults, old and young. But this way is not for everyone, that is for sure. Because it is not the outside performance. It is not only my teaching that attracts people. It's not only my appearance or my personality. It is their longing souls that are important. Otherwise, when Jesus was alive, many people run after him, but they just want him to cure his sickness or to, you know, give them blessing. Not every are initiated. And throughout his life, 3.5 years, he had 12 disciples. And if one denied him, and the other one sold him for money, understand? 3.5 years, he had only 12 close disciples. Of course, there are others, but they are kind of believers. And afterward, the disciples went out and they spread more. And then they have more disciples. It's kind of disciples of disciples. Maybe he has more, but then he conferred the power to only 12. But even then, the chosen one have denied him. One, Peter. Yeah, Peter denied him 3 times. It's difficult to pass the test of Maya. Try to live as honest as possible and fearless as possible. Because if you do not get away from fear, you have to come back again and learn it. As long as we have not enough quality to be a saint, we have to be human. Understand? Just like as long as we do not qualify to go to high school, we still have to be in primary class. That is no exception. Now, it is not only the initiation that I gave to you, but there are many other moral disciplines that I have reminded you. And also, in the long run, you have to be diligent because you have just born a baby only. Yeah, the baby has to grow up. Enlightenment has to also be nourished and taken care of every day by your diligence, same like everything else. For example, also when you sleep, the master does not sleep and does not leave you. Therefore, sometimes you just suddenly wake up by somebody kick you or some noise, and you suddenly saw the great light which quickly disappear. That is when you are awakened from a high samadhi during your sleep. It is important to fix your mind always on the quest of enlightenment, because that is the only way to make yourself progress very fast. By the grace of the Master, of God power inside, we can, even at the time of initiation, get cleansed, even though we were not very pure at that moment. But then, even in the presence of God's power, we get cleansed at that moment. So we got through, we break through the prison door, and we can see light and sound for a while, because that exists beyond the material existence. That's how we say instant or immediate enlightenment. So we hear the sound, that means we are contacted with the higher world. We are fixed now. We are not discontinued. And we see the light, that means we are pure enough. Understand? Or we are clean enough. We break through. Just like the sun is outside and you are inside the door. If you do not go through the door, you cannot see the sun, even though the sun exists. The same. Light and sound of God exist, but because we are closed up in this kind of prison of our own prejudice and our own thought and decent action for many lives, you cannot see. So at the time of initiation, the Master gives us a chance to break through. Understand? Once and for all. But we have to keep going. Understand? There are many more beyonds to discover, not only the initiation. The initiation is only the beginning. Yeah. But even then, the beginning, very high beginning. You have to go again every day to be used to it. Because higher world has higher frequencies. And our burdened soul is not yet so familiar with it. So we have to practice. Understand? Practice. Yes. It's just like a man who has been very sick and confirmed to bed very long time. Now he recovered by the miracle skill of the doctor. Yeah. But he has to slowly recover, right? And he has to try to walk. Not running the first day, he fall. So he cannot walk very far. And he has to keep practicing, until he walk the way he used to do. Because even then we stumble and fail and we meditate not well, but we do our homework. Just like when you were very young, the teacher give you some kind of drawing of the words so that you can trace the words of the teacher and learn how to write. Understand? And we could not do it well anyhow, and we feel like we are failure. Many days like this, we always zigzag with our with our pants. But finally, when we can write, we don't even remember when we can do it the first time. Is that right? Yeah. Or when you try to do the bicycle when I was young? When I was a child, I tried to ride the bicycle. And I bumped my knees and hurt my elbows. And sometimes got an ache over here by falling down. And the bicycle always lie on top of me. Many days like this. But one day I just got it. Yeah, I got it. And I don't remember when it was. And then I just ride on and on and on. And no more bumpy knees, ache over here, nothing anymore. Understand? You just do it and you don't know when you can do it. Even though you had failures in the previous days, but these are the stepstones for the next success. Truly it is like that. You understand? Yeah? It is very good to have failure, no problem. Provided you're sincere and want to learn it to the end. And whenever you succeed, you don't even know it. You just turn your head and there you are. You know everything. right? Just do it. Just meditate as best as you can, as much as you can, yeah? After some time, you can even see light even with your eyes open, or you can see heaven while you drive, or while you wait, yeah? Or you wash dishes and you see the master appear, maybe talk to you for a while, or just stand there and then gone. You think it is already better than when you have to sit very diligently for many hours before you can see the master or before you can see some light. So the person who opens the eyes or drive cars and can see heavens or can see master, wow, you envy, you think this is good. Maybe, but that is only one of the levels. And after you meditate so long, or maybe you became master, yes, then this is not neat that you live in only two worlds at the same times. Not necessarily that you see these kind of things when you wash dishes, but then you live in many worlds at the same times, many dimensions. You understand? And you're all over places. At that time, you say that person has got the omnipresent state. He has realized God. So that's why people in the olden time, they practice with any master, and they call that master the Lord. It means God. And they say the Lord is omnipotent, omnipresent, etc. Actually, they do not know invisible God. They know the God that live with them, smile with them, eat with them, talk with them. Understand? And from these so-called scriptures, we learn to know the Lord. We learn to know what we call God. Actually, from the beginning, that was the master, a master of some kind. And then the disciples write all kind of experience that my Lord is so merciful, He helped me in this disaster, He teach me the path of light. I see Him as light, I see Him come to me as light, I see Him talking to me as thunder, as the sound of many water, etc. And then we learn from the scripture to know the so-called Lord. But we don't know who that Lord is. Actually, that is His Lord, not our Lord. Understand? Therefore, no need to talk about Lord if we don't know about it. And no need to call that the impersonal Lord or the personal Lord, because there is none. As long as you yourself do not nourish the Lord within you and do not recognize the power that the Lord within you have, no Lord exists for you. No Lord whatsoever. Understand? Because you don't know Him. The Lord only inside you, according to your level. The more you practice, the more your Lord is apparent, or obvious. The more the Lord will be obvious to you, and then you can write many songs praising the Lord. Yeah? Actually, it is you, your level. Now you recognize the goodness within you, the power that you possess. That is called the Lord. Understand? And the more you grow, the glorier God become, Lord become. The more you know how glorified the Lord inside you is. That's how we know the Lord, no other way. Doesn't matter how many people praise the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. If you don't know Him, what is the use for you? Understand? And the only way to know the Lord is that you have to know Him personally. Because if he realizes his Lord has done for him many wonders and tell you, but that Lord will not help you. He cannot. You have to realize it, your own Lord, and make him. Therefore, I do not tell you to worship God, to worship the Buddha. I tell you how to make Buddhas. Understand? Make God. That is the power we have. Understand the logic that I'm talking about. Even though if there is a God, yes, and that you don't realize Him, yeah, you never know, right? Even God exists, or God exists for him, for her, yeah. For you is no use. So what is the use if that God exists for you? Understand what I mean? Whether you praise Him or you curse Him, it's the same anyhow, because He's just non-responsive. For him, he actually non-existent. And you keep praising. And that is the most blasphemy, I think. When I talk to you, I cannot avoid this strong statement so that it wakes you up and that you understand the logic of making your own God, that you understand why the Bible says the kingdom of God is within you, and then you understand why the Buddha said, Buddha is in your mind, it's in your heart, it's inside you, because you make him, you wake him up, you make him grow, you realize how much power he has, and then you make use of it for the benefit of yourself and mankind. This is when you know Buddha, when you know God, and then you can praise. You can call him God or Buddha or whatever, the Lord, whatever you want. But make use of him, not praise him, and not only worship him. You can worship, you can praise, only after you know how much power he gives you, how much power he has. Understand? And you only know when you realize inside, nowhere else you find him. Is that not so? Yeah. People from the sun, they are different mentality than the people from the snow, no? You go around the world and you see, yeah? The people who live in the sunny climate, they are different. They are more warm, more friendly, more open, more easy manner, right? And when you go to kind of very cold climate, people tend to be more kind of distant, cold, huh? Reserved. It's not so. Not that they are not good, but at least they're outside. You know, it's not so open, not so friendly, yeah? When I first came to Malaysia, many people run to us and offer advice. Without even we go to ask them. They saw we wear this clothes, they know we are foreigners. Also when I went to Italy, and people there, even though they're not as wealthy, but they're happy. Everybody's oh la la, ta-ta-ta-ta, like this. And they're friendly and they're just contented of what they had. And they eat something very little, but they get very fat. Nobody is complaining anything. It was so different, you know, from where I go to even the so-called holiday resorts of the skiing and things like that. When it's so cold, people are not like that. Even they go on holidays, they are not like ordinary people in Italy. People in Italy, they work and they work hard and they're still happy and they're open and friendly. And the people who go on holiday resorts like in cold climate, you know, just say they come there to work. Yeah, it's a different, yeah. Of course, there are not black and white like this. There are always exception and there are always a little bit of a difference mentality between the countries also. But I think the sun does people a lot of wonder. Right? I feel immediately different when I step in Malaysia country. Immediately at the airport. When I see the trees outside, wow, I feel already good. When people run after us and tell us where to go, I feel good. Because people are so warm, you know, and so hospitable. Yeah. India also, warm country. Too warm, actually. Malaysia is different. It's kind of beautiful, yeah.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any one of our centers near you.
Penonton-penonton yang diberkati, terima kasih kerana bersama kami untuk syarahan Mahaguru Qinghai yang bertajuk Berhubung dan Menggunakan Kuasa Tuhan Dalam Diri Kita. Bahagian 2 akan bersambung esok dalam kata-kata hikmat. Seterusnya ialah perjalanan melalui alam estetik sejurus selepas berita yang wajar diberi perhatian. Sila teruskan bersama Supreme Master Television. Semoga hidup anda penuh dengan kebaikan. Thank you, blessed viewers, for joining us for Supreme Master Qinghai's profound lecture titled Tune in and make use of the God within. Part 2 will continue tomorrow on Words of Wisdom. Coming up next is A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your life be filled with goodness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.